the Lord comes as divine truth, and he makes that truth divine good. That's the glorification, because truth is the form of good. Truth isn't something separate. This is, I think, what was drawn out in this reading as well. You know, truth is not something separate. It appears as it is, but when it is seen to be the Lord, it becomes good. So that's what it means, that it's that it becomes Jehovah, right? So this is, yeah, and it's not an easy thing for us to get a handle on, because we think in terms of text and pages, and you know, but this is the means by which the Lord has grounded, well, every conceivable state, every conceivable mental state that's possible is grounded in that text. You know, just as the disciples, when they were struggling to figure out who Jesus was, because they're looking for through natural eyes, right? So we come to the text and we look with natural eyes at it, and it's got its sort of like quirks and limitations. It is the Lord. And I think the way we see that is that when those truths are taken into the mind, the Lord is made present. That's the simplest way of being in contact with that truth. And in the exterior form that it takes, yes, you know, it's in a representative form. But when you see that that form provides the means for the Lord to be present in your life, then it becomes the Lord. Because where else are you going to find him? It's his body. It's actually his body on earth. That's what it is. As well as the experience that, you know, the lived experience of the Lord in people's lives. You know, all of that is the Lord. It's all the Word. You know, like this is the point. It's just, yeah. It's, and we come to see that more and more. You know, we're limited in our view. But what I would say again is just, you know, when you remember a scripture, and that scripture brings comfort or insight, that's evidence that it's the Lord, right? It not only contains him, it is him, because there's no other way that you would have had that same level of comfort without that provision.